The revolution is on the air from coast to coast and around the world at jimandtrav.com. Today we're discussing our guide to the outdoors. Now joining the boys is Dylan Applebaum, a contestant on the Brigade Race to the Hudson, Mondays 8 p.m. Eastern on Outdoor Channel, presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, and My Outdoor TV. Here's Jim and Trav.
Hey, we're back. We're talking Guide to the Outdoors on this week's show. Before the break, we had Joshua Peters on. He's a community resource officer for the Prairie Band Potawatomi Tribal Police.
Hey, Ossifer. Imagine you don't need a field sobriety test. Just try to read his title.
That's it.
A lot of sober people are going to fail that, though. Right now!
Uh-oh.
That's where you come in. Dylan Applebaum! There you go. He's a contestant on the Brigade Race to the Hudson, airing on Outdoor Channel, Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This is 750 miles. They have to trek over 28 days to win possibly $500,000. You know, this past week, though, Monday, man, Tracy was self-eliminated. Don is the hairiest man ever. Matt is a machine. And Caleb, he's kind of stove up. Welcome to the show, man. How's it going?
Hey, excited to be here. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you made it. But was the food really good when you pulled it out of the barrel? Or was it, I wanted to go get crickets?
Well, that's one of the things that I was actually super surprised the food was great. The only real problem that we had is that there wasn't enough of it. Everyone was always hungry. Everyone always wanted more. And if there was the possibility of having more, we would have all said yes to that.
All right. So now you were the youngest contestant, and there was 10 people actually competing in this, but you were by far the youngest. Is that correct?
Oh, I am very much the youngest. I'm so young on the show compared to everyone else that Don was even saying that some of the stuff he brought with him was older than I was.
Now, do you think, because, I mean, you know, going into this, you know, at the time, you're like 22 years old. You have Don Mann that's 60, and I swear he's traversed the entire world four times backwards, blindfolded. Do you think that gave you kind of an edge in the competition because people didn't think necessarily that your skills would be up to par as
or theirs,
kind of give you that dark horse mentality? Do you think that helped you in the Brigade?
I think it definitely was something to play with and something that was a lot more challenging for me, because when a lot of things was happening or indecisions was happening, I would be like, hey, we could easily do something. For example, with the log jam that we saw in last episode, I was like, we can get past this log jam. We can just paddle through it. I was one of the first people to say it. And then my ideas just got thrown to the side, and everyone was talking about safety, about going around it, about different things. And then in the end, we went through it. And I was like, if we would just listen to me like 3 hours ago, we would have been through this in 10 minutes. Like, we could have been at the cache.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, when you're out there and you're hiking and you know that you have to get going, I noticed that a lot of people, especially in the third episode, a lot of people had injuries. You know,
Tracy screwed up her knee in the second episode, and the third it became a big issue.
Yeah, and then Caleb, you know, he got some hot spots on his ankles and so forth. You guys were dealing with those devil's club, which is a nasty weed that grows up in Canada, and
you had chafing on your back.
Yes, mm-hmm. And found out that you have hair on your lower back.
Yeah, I saw a nice side of you. You might want to wax, buddy. But no, that was kind of...
We'll see how it looks on TV, and then I'll decide from there. I don't see that side of me often.
Now, it was kind of interesting. The Brigade Race to the Hudson, you have to watch it on Outdoor Channel Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This past Monday, I think it was like May 6th, it aired. Episode 3 is where Tracy was really struggling because of her knee. And conversely, that negatively affected the entire crew because you guys were having to carry a lot of her weight. This is where Matt really stepped up. He was, what river was that again? You guys were on, you had to go upstream.
It was Wood.
Yeah. So you're going up the Wood River. There was a lot of contentious parts in there. People were not very happy. There was some dead weight. As being a smart guy, and you're talking about it all boils down to numbers, okay? You have Tracy that is really dragging the entire team down. There has to come a point in time, even though you love the person, you really like him, you've got to know them very well in the first 7 days, that you start to realize that you have to cut dead weight. Now, they have to self-eliminate. But was that a struggle for you? Was that something that you were starting to see? And then conversely, did that change things for you? Because, you know, if you're starting to slow down, you're going to have to take the same approach to yourself so you don't slow the entire team down.
That's definitely true. Like, when it comes to it, you're hoping that, you know, she gets injured, she's going to maybe be able to pull through it. You say as a team, you know, if we can maybe help her out for a day, help her out for 2 days, you know, and then she can maybe start taking back on that weight, right? We still have so much that we have to carry over these mountains. So it is having another person, you know, we can split things more. So it's beneficial if we can somehow get her through it and get her to get good enough to be able to split that weight. But if we see that it's not happening, if we're falling off our kilometers like we were, there's nothing you could do. And you realize how important it is in those moments that you need to self-regulate yourself.
Yeah, well, I noticed watching it that, as Travis says, there was some contention with a few of the contestants. But the fact of the matter is, did you, in fact, come together and gel as a team then?
After it all happened, we had to come back together. We had to not let that be something that deteriorated us. We have to refine our norms, re-see where everyone fits in, how we're going to interact as a team, and we had to work together. And you're going to have to wait to the next episodes to see how that all happens, how we rebalance, how we re-jive all together, and how we continue moving on.
Yeah, once again, talk with Dylan Applebaum. He's a contestant on the Brigade Race to the Hudson. It's on Outdoor Channel. You have to watch it every single Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You know, as this whole thing is unfolding, as anybody knows that has had some experience either hiking or just hunting, fishing in the backwoods, anytime you have to take on extra workload from someone else carrying their gear, you start to put yourself in harm's way. When your body, and let's face it, when they put this whole thing together, they kind of figured they knew what each person could carry. And so when Tracy's hurt and everyone's packing on an extra 10, 15 pounds, you're just elevating your chances of getting eliminated. And at the end of the day, where you guys are going, I mean, whether you're floating down a river or you're hiking, it is really dangerous. And so those are the kind of situations you really ultimately have to avoid.
Oh, yeah. You have to make sure that whatever you're doing, you're not putting yourself in harm's way. Because at the end of the day, if you hurt yourself trying to take more from other people, then you become a liability. Because then you have two hurt people, you have eight people now carrying the load that nine people could have carried. And then if someone else goes down, you have fewer and fewer people. That's always like the first thing whenever it comes to like medical situations. So you always look around and you make sure that it's safe for you before you react and you go in there to try to help someone else out.
Yeah. Now, do you find that in your off time, and I'm talking about in the evenings when you're going to take a break and rest, did the conversations always go around to eating, or was it planning the next day's journey?
I tried to plan more and look at what we have in store and how far can we go and how can we react and where do we need to go. And then eventually you're all sitting around the fire, you're eating, you know, a spoonful of potatoes or something, and you're just wishing that it was steak, and everyone starts talking, well, man, this would be really great if it tasted like pizza. I really could go with a burger. Like, is anyone going to catch any fish eventually? Like, can we do something about this?
I would be doing the exact same thing. I would, like, have Domino's on speed dial. All right, Dylan Applebaum, a contestant on the Brigade Race to the Hudson on Outdoor Channel, Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You have to watch this. You know, we keep going back to the third episode because it just aired. And you really start to see the characters develop and things unfold. Let's face it, everyone has put their best behavior aside because things have gotten real. And when you guys were in the Wood River and you had to cross a rough part of the rapids to get to the other side, get to another little finger, Carly had a lot of hesitation. You could tell that she was scared. Matt and Leroy really wanted to push forward. And, you know, Caleb's sitting there telling her, you know, we're already standing in the river. It's freezing cold. We just need to move. In that situation, hesitation is what's ultimately going to be your demise. You have to just react. You have to do. And there's a lot of guys and girls on this expedition. Once again, this is the York Factory Express, a very well-known fur trade route. You had people that you could rely on that had the experience. Did you find that a lot of times that hesitation was really starting to bring the morale down and it was ultimately just nonsense?
Well, it's so difficult with the hesitation because at some points it's really needed and other points it's too much and you have to have that fine line. Like when we looked at episode 2, it's a great example of that, trying to push the boat through and everything. because people were trying to push it through and everyone wanted to be the leader and call out 1, 2, 3 and make sure that it was moving, well, we end up running over one of our teammates, right?
Yeah. So
you always got to watch out. You're like, yeah, okay, we need to move. I'm freezing. I'm in the middle of the water. But at the same time, I don't want to go up this vein a kilometer to realize, damn, it's a dead end. Let's go back down and around. So it's always a balancing act with it.
And you know, in the second cache, did everybody get dry suits?
Or was in the it second cache, everyone got dry suits for them.
Or was it the third cache?
We didn't know if we wanted to have them all or if we wanted to leave them. That was a little bit of a conversation that happened that we were like, do we really need these? Like, we just went through the Wood River. That was freezing. We survived. Do we need it? Can we leave this? I don't really want to hike with an extra 10 pounds on me. Like, how much can I do this?
Well, that's kind of funny that you say that. As you get to the second cache, okay, and, you know, it's still yet to be seen this coming Monday on Outdoor Channel, 8 p.m. Eastern time. We'll find what is in the third cache if you guys make it there. But you're all standing around, and it's like you have to start leaving some of the comforts at home. Like, I know we discussed with
the fireplace
with Trayson about old Vincent's bagpipes. Like, who in the hell takes bagpipes? Seriously, that was the dumbest thing ever. But you start to have to realize you have to pare down what you think is necessary for your little heart and soul to survive. Really doesn't apply to the outdoors. So did you have
or the rest of the team?
Did you start to realize those things that you had like, oh, my goodness, 7 days into this, this was a waste of time. Did you have that?
Well, there were some things that I knew. I was like, OK, I'm going to leave this behind. I don't really need these things. There was a whole group discussion. It happened at the last cache, too, of what do we want to leave behind? What don't we really need? And you have to remember, everything you leave behind, you can't get it back. So you have to think about that in the back of your mind. And you also have the thing of saying, well, if I want this thing, I have to carry this thing. And if it's too heavy for me to carry, then I can't carry something else from someone else if they need it, or I can't carry this extra amount from the gear, from the team group. So it's wow. All a balancing act that becomes so difficult.
You bet. Hey, we've been talking with Dylan Applebaum. He's a contestant on the Brigade. That's the Race to the Hudson. And we're going to find out whether or not he made it.
That's right. They are trekking 750 miles. They have to do it in 28 days to win a grand prize of $500,000. That is 4 Canadian provinces, 8 lakes, through 7 river systems in 28 days. It's going to be amazing.
That'd be like Jim Shockey.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Mr. Dylan, to learn more about you, the Brigade, Race to the Hudson on Outdoor Channel Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, upcoming episodes, bios, all that good stuff. Where can we find you online?
You go to the Outdoor Channel, you look up the Brigade Race to the Hudson. We have all of our bios there. We have pictures. We have short videos. More and more content is being released every single day. So go online and check it out.
You bet. Hey, more Guide to the Outdoors right after this.
That's right. This has been presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fish Network, and My Outdoor TV. Again, we just hung out with Mr. Dylan Applebaum, a contestant on the Brigade Race to the Hudson on Outdoor Channel Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You have to watch it. Make sure you follow him on social media as well. Mr. Dylan, man, you're so awesome. God bless you. And thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You're on The Revolution with Jim and Trav, your number one outdoor resource. Follow the boys on social media and punch up jimandtrav.com and tell us how we can make things better. Stay tuned. The Revolution will be right back.